You know, I don't think I'm supposed to talk about this, but I'm going to have to, because for the longest time, I've sat and wondered, why is it that I have lost so many friends in the past couple of years? People that have just walked away from a great relationship, or so I assumed it was a great relationship. But in my daily writing, I can physically see why so many people have stepped away from our circles of creativity because they just didn't want to hear it. It's like politics. People just don't want to deal with it. It's like certain things that happen at sporting events, they don't want to talk about it. And here I was over the past couple of years, I've been publicly talking about my love for Jesus Christ. And the thing is that people have walked away from what I thought was a great thing. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. I'm reading from Monday, May 30th, the year 2016. And today's date is October 5th, 2018. So over 2 years have gone by. And you know, it's right here in plain sight. The reason why that I think people have walked away from a great friendship. It says it, without you, Lord, I hold silence. If I'm going to publicly say something like that, then you know people are going to say, I can't deal with this. I don't want to hang out with some Bible thumper. But I'm going to read from it, okay? Without you, Lord, I hold silence. I am not a man of one. I am a shape of nothing. Without you, Lord, I have no path to follow and or create. I am unwilling to grow, to foresee the curves of the face of time set free. Without you, Lord, I am blinded by the greed and poverty shaped by man's selfishness. My palms running over with pity, doubt, fear, and too many needs, and never yours. Without you, Lord, I'm not a seed for there to be a harvest. The soils must be ready to breathe. They can't sit still, or they can't begin to crack like sandstone, becoming the shore lining the ocean floor. Without your wisdom, Lord, I cannot let my imagination fly. Sometimes I get too high. I've even had moments of scraping my feet on the sharp, jagged edges of yesterday's promises. Through your vast knowledge and endless new beginnings, the presence of your purpose gives the birth of every new day, the proper seeds to explode into a harvest of joy. Mindfully, I meditate. Peacefully, I place in my heart with all that is. I know there is you. And in every picture, I seek thee first. I am grateful for your chapters that which appear on these pages. I surrender my mind, body, and soul to do nothing but serve you. Thank you, God, for each daily blessing. Well, now you know why friends walked away. Because a lot of people in religion don't understand what it means when God takes over your life. And what I mean by that is that I gave God my life, so therefore he took over my life. There's a difference between going to church on Sunday and living the word of God. There is a difference between saying I am a Christian and being a Christian, one who serves a living and loving God. And I can see in this daily writing, the way that I'm speaking, that I'm also speaking the word of God in public view. That when I go out into these forms of thought, what happens is that I'm open with my words about God and my love for Christ and what I'm doing with Christ in my life. And the average person is saying, that's nice. That's nice. Okay. You're cool. You're cool. Everything's fine. I'm going to walk over here right now because I don't need a Jesus freak on a soapbox telling me what I need to do with my life. And that's not the way that I've ever been. But where I get in trouble in a lot of circles, only because I've been trained to do this by way of following the word of God, is that I want to talk positive and not settle on things about, well, do you know what they're doing in Washington, D.C.? I don't care. I don't care. Do you know my favorite team lost again? I don't care. I don't care. Well, my marriage, you know what? Whoa. Hold on. I understand that you're having troubles with your marriage. But what you need to do is you need to talk to your spouse about your marriage and not me. Because if you put your weight on my shoulders, I'm going to carry what you put on me forward while you go out and continue to say, well, my spouse did blah, blah, blah. No. Hold on. It's not that I don't care. It's just that you need to be able to work on a relationship. There's only one way that I have made 25 years out of my marriage. And that is that my wife and I have endless amounts of conversation. The ups, the downs, the spins, the turnarounds. There's so many things that go on in an everyday world. I'm just glad that she puts up with my religious butt. I'm truthful here in the way that, can you imagine somebody who's always talking about God? Can you imagine living a life with somebody who writes every morning about how God's importance is such a major part of his life? It's got to be one of those situations of, you know, he's one of those people But, you know, I'm proud to be one of those people. And there's not a big enough circle inside our hearts that can hold everything that God is willing to put inside that heart. If we could just have more communication without judgment, if we could just build a stronger platform without having to thump everybody's soul, if we could just be one, that doesn't mean that we have to believe in each other's way and walk. Just one, just so we can be together. Our neighborhood gets together every Friday and Saturday night for dinner. We are one in the moment. We've all been together for over 26 years. One in the moment. Do we all speak the same language? No. Do we all have the same beliefs? No. But we still come together as one. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be a Jesus freak or a Bible thumper to be able to say, you know, I got some positive word for you. They're not interested in that positive word. They're more interested in being one, united. We live in a country right now that is so divided that we have forgotten how to be one. And somebody has to be able to step forward with enough courage in their soul to say, stop, stop. Don't talk like that anymore. Don't try to break up what's already shattered. There's only so many pieces in broken glass. There's only one heart that needs to be able to say, look, can we just be one? That's a choice. And right now, that is a very difficult choice in this nation. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.